Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Melissa Jubane, 32, and Brian Latiro are newlyweds, but they have a long-distance relationship. After the honeymoon, Jubane returns to her Portland apartment for work. Latiro stays behind in Washington for his job. 6 a.m. Monday morning, Melissa texts Brian, but then she doesn't show up to work. 3 days after she's reported missing, her body's found at her apartment complex. Police say Melissa's longtime neighbor, Bryce Schubert, kidnapped and killed Melissa as she left for work Monday morning.
Nancy, many details of the crime have yet to be revealed, but police believe Melissa died the same day she disappeared. Neighbor Bryce Schubert appeared in court via Zoom and pleaded not guilty. Schubert was once briefly employed by the same hospital network Melissa worked for as a nurse, but they did not work in the same facility and reportedly had no relationship outside of the occasional polite hello.
Bryce Schubert, 27, charged with murder, kidnap, and abuse of corpse. Two men argue while standing in a driveway outside a Memphis home. Suddenly, one of the men pulls a gun and fires as he chases the other man down the street. The victim rescued by a garbage truck driving by. The truck driver pulls next to the victim, who hops on the back, now shielded from the gunfire. The driver calls 911, and the victim is rushed to the hospital. He's expected to survive multiple gunshot wounds thanks to the garbage truck driver's quick thinking. Police still looking for the shooter, expected to face charges of aggravated assault. What about attempted murder? Take out the trash, Memphis PD. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Texas, the state's highest criminal court has denied a last-ditch effort to stop the upcoming execution of Robert Robertson, a man convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter more than 2 decades ago. Robertson, who has spent 20 years on death row, has long maintained that his conviction was based on flawed science. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals rejected Robertson's request for a stay of execution, as well as a new appeal filed by his attorneys. This ruling leaves his execution scheduled for October 17th. That's unless the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles grants him clemency. Robertson was sentenced to death in 2003 for the death of his daughter, Nikki Curtis. He has consistently asserted that her death was accidental, claiming she fell from a bed while they were sleeping in their home in Palestine, Texas. Medical professionals at the time rejected his account, pointing to evidence they believed was consistent with shaken baby syndrome, a controversial diagnosis used to explain severe brain injuries in infants. In 2016, Robertson's execution was halted after questions were raised about the reliability of shaken baby syndrome as a cause of death in criminal cases. Critics of the diagnosis argue that it has been used too frequently without thorough consideration of other medical explanations. Despite this, in 2023, the court ruled that the doubts raised about the cause of Nikki's death were insufficient to overturn Robertson's conviction or death sentence. Now, with the execution date approaching, Robertson's legal options are dwindling. Only a successful clemency appeal could prevent the state from carrying out his sentence next month. Now to Alabama, as the state is urging a judge to reject a request to film its next execution by nitrogen gas, a new method recently used to carry out the death penalty. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The request submitted by defense attorneys representing death row inmate Carrie Dale Grayson seeks to record the scheduled execution of Alan Miller on September 26th. The attorneys are questioning the constitutionality of nitrogen gas executions, citing the controversial case of Kenneth Smith, who became the first person in the U.S. to be executed by this method earlier this year. Witnesses to Smith's death reported disturbing moments, describing how he shook on the gurney for several minutes. However, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall maintained that the execution went as planned, calling it a textbook procedure. Grayson's legal team argues that filming the upcoming execution would provide crucial evidence about the method's humanity, stating it would create a clear and accurate record.
Historically, courts have been reluctant to allow recordings of executions, making the defense's request an unusual one in the ongoing debate over capital punishment methods.
Thanks, John. Lisa Eubanks, 17, very independent, straight-A high school senior, so her mom and stepfather allow her to come and go from their Texarkana home on her own accord. Her mom thinks nothing of it when she gets a call from a friend at 12:30 a.m. An hour later, she leaves with just her house key, meeting a ride out front. She never comes home. Lisa's parents do not know what her plans were that night, nor who was driving the car. Lisa, 6 feet, 120 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. Her ears triple pierced. Last seen wearing a t-shirt, jacket, bell-bottom jeans, a blue bucket hat, and a beaded necklace. That was 25 years ago. If you have info on Lisa Eubanks, call Bowie County, Texas Sheriffs, 903-798-3149. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.